Oh, just look at him out there. Look at him out there. Oh, he just can't stop. Oh, when the crowds are this big, it just, he can stay out there for hours, just hours. Oh, I'm good, Dale. How are you doing?
It's nice to see you. I'm doing fantastic.
Let me just move this aside here. Oh,
I'm going to do that, too.
What a crowd we have tonight.
Oh, just beautiful crowd. Beautiful,
wow.
Gorgeous crowd.
Good-looking crowd,
oh,
too.
So
a lot
filled
of good-looking
love.
People. I didn't even get
Lovely.
Over this side. Wow, look over there.
Oh,
huh?
I did.
Wow,
and
it's great.
I was blessed.
It's
God blessed you. God bless you.
Here at the Blue Room, everybody's excited.
And you up there.
It just all the balcony. How are you? Way up there. Hello.
Like little angels.
Oh, this is good.
Little
oh,
angels looking down on us.
Got a couple horses back here. You know, I think I'm going to name this one Ginny.
Oh, well, then I guess I'm going to have to name that one Dale. That one's Dale.
Oh, looks just like you. Oh,
oh
boy.
Beautiful crowd.
There is a lot of love in this room tonight, folks.
So much love. It's just amazing.
You can feel it as soon as you walk in.
Oh, couldn't you, though? Couldn't you?
You can feel it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's something that's tangible.
Oh.
Can you feel the love tonight? It's enough for this wide-eyed wanderer.
Oh, it is, Dale.
We
it
sure
is
can't feel the
it
love tonight. It's out there. It's all around us.
Oh.
Just surrounding us.
You know, I've got a little theory on where all this love came from, Dale.
Oh, now here we go. One of Ginny's theories.
I got a theory. I have a lot of theories,
She's
but I think I'm onto something with this one.
Well,
I think
lay I'm it on me, Ginny. I'm ready.
I think it has a little something to do with the changing of the seasons. Summer changing into fall.
That's right. Now you're talking about our inevitable descent. I have trouble with that word. Inevitable descent into autumn, into fall.
That is what I'm talking about.
Fall.
I think it makes us all want to fall in love. Fall in love. I do.
That's probably
it's just
true.
Such a beautiful season.
It
beautiful
is.
Season.
It
just
is.
Gorgeous. You know, it's like it's almost like God just splattered a bunch of magical paint all over the canvas of the world. That's what it's like with all those.
It's all around us.
With all those, the changing leaves.
Yep.
They're just beautiful. I think they're just like bursts
Absolutely.
Of color. Bursts
pow,
of God's
pow,
color.
Pow, pow.
That's what I think it looks like in
bursts
autumn.
Bursts of God's color. It's true.
It's just gorgeous.
It's all around us. We don't get to see a lot of that out here,
oh,
though,
no,
do we,
don't.
Ginny?
I know we don't get to see it around here, but I know it's
changing.
Out there, and that fills me with
And that's a comforting thought. There's just not a lot of changing of seasons that we out here. Now, if you get a chance to dig through some old National Geographics.
Oh, brilliant magazine.
You might see some.
Wonderful photographs.
Also, postcards.
Oh, now.
See a lot of it in
oh,
the postcards.
Oh, now, Dale has an amazing collection of photographs.
Oh, well, it's not.
It's all nothing. Pictures of the changing foliage.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
just a beautiful, beautiful collection
well, it's, you
of
know, it's
foliage.
It's a modest little thing that I do. I probably have upwards
postcards.
Of a few hundred thousand
oh,
postcards.
Just an amazing
that I
postcard
get any
collection.
Time that Ginny and I are out on the road and we're driving around and maybe we stop at a little place to refuel or something, I'll go in and grab a couple, you know, off the rack, something
now,
like
now
that.
Now, he's understating that.
All right,
he's,
I'll go.
You know what? I call him Postcard Eagle Eye. Postcard Eagle
That's
Eye.
True.
Because
That's what
we'll
she
be
does
driving
call
and
me.
He can, he
like
can
a,
see those,
like a,
those
like
changing
eagle,
foliage postcards
just
from miles away. He knows,
in
he knows exactly
little,
which,
yeah, little
which
hamster
gas stations to
That's
pull
the
into.
Postcard there.
And
I just get in there and I grab them and I get greedy. I got a lot of them.
Oh, he does.
And
he
what
does.
I do, I never mail the things. I just like to, I don't mail them. I just like to tack them up. I tack up a few, and I rotate the selection every now and again, just up in my study, all over the walls.
It's so
it's just,
gorgeous.
It's a comforting thing that I do.
I sometimes pretend it's my study. I sit in there, and I just look
yeah,
at all those
does.
Postcards.
She does. She
I
does
just look
come
at all those
in
postcards.
There.
And
yeah, get out of there.
Oh, it's just beautiful.
It's my study and
Makes
my postcards. And I like to do that. But.
You know what I think autumn does?
What's
is
that?
I think it makes us all want to spread our love, just like those trees spread their leaves in fall. That's what I think it does.
And they do spread all over, don't they?
Oh, they do.
They spread all over the
just
yard, and then you got to get the rake out, and then you're raking, and you're getting up all those leaves right up there.
Oh, you're right, Dale. Mm-hmm. You know what? You know what? Maybe autumn makes us feel like those leaves, those delicate, precious leaves falling off God's trees, just falling to the ground where someone will come and rake us up into to a pile where we can decompose on one another. And it's just like a leafy love orgy. And I think that's kind of what we've got out here tonight.
Yeah, I think you're right, Jenny.
It's a leafy love orgy.
We're well on the road to leaf orgy.
aren't we?
The next exit coming up. Leaf orgy, straight ahead.
And he's eagle eye.
Just like the hamsters and everything. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, as a boy, if you can imagine that, young Dale, a picture of health. I was out there, and I would rake up the leaves of an elderly widow that lived next door. I raked up all the leaves on her yard. She'd call me up, and I'd say hello. Of course, my voice was a little higher then. Hello! And it would be Mrs. Miller, and I'd go on over there, and I'd be raking for hours and hours and hours, my shirt off, the sweat just dripping. And
I would have liked to have seen that.
Well, Mrs. Miller did a fair amount of watching, because she was a very particular woman, and I had to get up all the leaves and the twigs and the leaf parts and the this. And, you know, the leaves become very fragile in those last states of decomposition.
They're just like people. They're just
and
like
I've
people.
And I've got it. It takes a lot of maintenance. And so I rake that thing up, and, oh, boy, we haven't raked for a long time, Jenny and I. It's been a long time since we've had
haven't.
To rake.
We no. haven't.
Because out here, you know, the funny thing is that fall is often the warmest part of the year.
I think they call that an Indian summer. Indian summer.
That's right.
We just love that.
That's what it is, which is great for us because we moved out here from the desert, and we are hot weather people.
Oh, we are. We are.
We like the hot, hot sun beaming down on us. It's a dry heat, but it's a good heat is what they say, and it's true, and we just love it.
Oh.
And I tell you, I get a little bit sad when on evenings like tonight, when you look out over those mountains and that fog is coming in here,
fog.
It's like it just blankets over everything like some huge, dense, damp cloud.
Oh, now that's
what it's like.
That's a very, very good simile, I think, because that's exactly what that fog is like.
Yeah, it's just like that dense cloud. It's like sometimes I just get so down, it feels like I'm in a black hole with all this bad weather.
Oh. But then this autumn sunshine that San Francisco is so famous for just comes and raises our spirits.
It does.
Raises our spirits.
It does.
Now, that reminds me of something, Dale.
I think I know where you're headed.
Goes a little something like this.
Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come?
Black hole sun! Black hole sun, won't you come? Black hole sun, black hole sun, won't you come?
Yes. This one, huh? Oh, that's what it's like, Jenny. Wow.
That's what it's like.
Wow. Wow. Boy, oh boy. Well, it's about this time of year that Jenny and I, we have a commitment to ourselves that we will go to the club.
We do. We go to the gym. We go to the gym. Because wouldn't it just be a shame to lose those figures that we all gained over the summertime?
To flit into the swimsuits and everything. We like to go to the beach, like to look good. So we spend a lot of time in the spring just working out and getting it all off. And then here we go. We're gearing up for the holidays. And I tell you, you get me in front of a turkey. You get me in front of some cranberry sauce, some stuffing, some of those little French onion things with the beans.
Oh.
And I will just pack it in.
He's a bear. A bear.
And
he just
I will
eats
be
anything. You know, those bears, they eat anything.
March.
They're omnivores.
I'll just be done with it. So we made a commitment to ourselves a few years back that we would go to the club. I'm a swimmer, and I very much enjoy the swimming at this facility. They've got a pool. It's probably about three Olympic sizes. Bigger than me.
I think about that.
And I like to swim laps, and this place is great because I got a lane all to myself. I'm not bumping into people. It's terrific.
And I love the saunas.
She does.
I love those saunas. I love that heat. Reminds me of the desert. I just love it. You know, I can sit in there for hours.
It's true. I'll be coming just out hours. Of my swimming, and I'll be, where's Jenny?
Oh, he
and,
is.
And I'll remember, she's out there in the sauna. That's where she'll just give a little knock, and she'll come right out.
I just think it's so great to just sit in there and you stew like a chicken neck, you know, getting ready to make stock. That's what it's like. That's what it's like in there.
And I'll tell you this, showers in this facility, nothing compares to them.
Oh, he loves those showers.
I've been in some showers, a lot of them.
He's been in, so if you have any questions about showers, he is the man.
I'm your guy.
He is the man to talk to. He knows
everything. Some public, some private, and I will tell you this, that nothing compares to the showers in this facility. Top notch.
So you say.
Absolutely top notch. You know, Jenny, that reminds me of something I've been meaning to tell you today.
What's that, Dale?
Well, nothing compares to you, Jenny.
Oh, now, Dale.
I
that reminds me of something.
Oh.
Huh? That reminds me of something.
Oh, now.
Goes like this.
Here we go.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I go out every night and sleep all day. Since you took your love away. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I eat my dinner at a fancy restaurant.
But nothing.
I said nothing can take away these blues. Cause nothing compares. Nothing compares to you.
Went to the doctor.
Guess what he told me? Guess what he told me?
He said, girl, you better try and have some fun no matter what you do.
But he's a fool. Cause nothing compares. Nothing compares to you.
La, la,
whoa,
la,
whoa,
la,
whoa,
la,
whoa,
la,
whoa,
la,
whoa, 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 whoa.
All the flowers that you planted, Mama, in the backyard. All died when you went away.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I know that living with me, baby, was sometimes hard. But I'm willing to give it another try. Hi, 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 cause nothing compares. Nothing compares to you. Nothing compares. Nothing compares to you, to you, 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 Jenny.
Oh, nothing compares to you, Dale.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. Oh, boy. Oh, well, you know, I say this. Jenny does get a little sad. And I know this. She doesn't always say it out loud, but that's just the kind of person that she is. I can see that little tremble of the lip, and I know that she misses that desert heat, and she gets a little blue, like the floor here. She gets real sad.
No, that is true. Dale knows me so well. I just, there's something about that heat. Something mm-hmm. about that heat, mm-hmm. it just makes me feel whole. Makes me feel whole. That heat is like an oven, and I'm like a little pot pie sitting inside that oven. Just getting all warm and golden brown, just delicious, just delicious. And without that heat, well, I know I wouldn't want to eat a cold pot pie, that's all. And, well, you know, it's heat that makes food edible, just like it's love that makes life livable, isn't it? And, well, I guess sometimes I just confuse my life for a piece of food, that's all.
Well, Jenny, I want you to know this, when you do get in one of these fits of yours, that the number one, you can always come to me, just like we've practiced in our open sessions. Come to me and tell me. And second of all, I want you to remember this. I think you'll know your part when it comes through.
I think I will.
That's all you wanted, something special, something sacred in your life. For just one moment, to be bold and naked at your side. Sometimes I think that you'll never understand me. Maybe this time's forever. Say it can be.
That's all you wanted. Something special, someone sacred in your life. For just one moment to be warm and naked at my side. Sometimes I think that you'll never understand me. Somehow I think that together we'd be happy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Baby, I will be your father figure.
Oh,
put
baby,
your tiny hand in mine.
I'd love
I will be
to
your preacher, teacher,
daddy,
anything you had in mind.
It would make
I will be your father figure.
Happy.
I have had enough of grime.
Please
I will be the one who loves you
till the end of time. Baby, oh, baby.
Now, Jenny.
I'd love to.
Here she goes.
Be your daddy.
Okay.
It would make me very,
very
happy.
Very happy.
Please let me till the end of time.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Just keeps going. My little songbird. My little songbird. Well, we sure have had fun tonight.
Oh, we have. We
entertaining
have.
All,
all
three
love.
Of you. This has been exciting.
Oh.
Boy, oh boy, I think it's about time for us to go.
I think it is.
We just want to leave you with one thing.
And that's this.
That's this. It's coming up.
Get well, ready. I don't know
much, but I know I love you. And that may be all I need to know.
So much.
Thank you.
Thanks
spread
so
that
much.
Love like the leaves
just
out
like
there,
those
folks.
Leaves, those leaves of love.
Happy fall.
How about that, Jenny and Dale?